Simon Tzadikhet Sifhei. Sifhei discusses the din of Hanan by Belua, by Kalim, let's just say, Hanan by Kalim. Many people find it a little complicated. Hopefully we have over the years we developed a way of giving it over, that it's a very straightforward way. So yesterday we discussed that when you stick a spoon, a treifa spoon, into a pot, you need a mishar against the part of the spoon that you stuck into the pot. You can't start calculating and assuming, even though there might be a kazayis avisser in the spoon, but maybe only through the bishul, only half a kazayis came out. You can't do it. That's not a problem. So you have to mishar against the whole part of the spoon that you stuck in. But if you know how much isser is in the spoon, so that's the maximum amount, they'll have to be mishayer against. Meaning, even if you have a spoon that's 5 kazesim big, the volume of the spoon is 5 kazesim, if you only used it to stir, you were cooking a kazayis of nevela, and you used it to stir a kazayis of nevela, so the maximum amount of isser that could be in the spoon is a kazayis of nevela time. So now when you stick it into the potato soup, all you need is what? Maximum you need is the shishim against the kazayis that could potentially be in the spoon. There can't be anything more in the spoon. If you only used it for a kazayis of iser, so even if the spoon is 5 kazayis and big, it can't be more than 1 kazayis inside there. Right? That's a davar pashut, right? Simple. So that's very straightforward. But what would happen if, let's say, I used the spoon for milk? I was cooking a pot of milk and I dunked the spoon into the pot of milk. So the whole spoon now is balua with milk. Potentially balua with milk. Well, the spoon was 5 kazesim big, so now potentially there could be 5 kazesim of milk in the spoon, right? Then I stuck it into a kazayis of basar. I was cooking a kazayis of basar, and I used this spoon to mix that kazayis of basar. So now there could be a kazayis of basar in the spoon. Well, because that kazayis of basar went into the spoon, became asr, because there's milchigs in the spoon, right? So I at least have a kazayis of isser in my spoon, right? Because that basar time that went in is isser. When I was using the milchig spoon to stir the basar, that basar became asr, obviously, because I was using a milchig spoon for it. So now there's at least, and now I had, that was 1 kazayis. So there's at least 1 kazayis of isser in my spoon. Now I'm going to go and I'm going to take my spoon and whatever, mix potatoes or milk. It wouldn't even make a difference, I'd say. I'm going to cook it. I stick it into my pot of potato soup. So do I need shishim against the 1 kazayis of isser that's in the spoon? Or do I need against the whole spoon? All 5 kazesim. Why? So why should I need against all 5? Because if I'm only looking at the kazayis of meat that I used the milchig spoon to mix the kazayis of meat, so the kazayis of meat became usser, and now that isser time went into my spoon. If I'm looking at it like that, how much isser do I have in my spoon? 1 kazayis, right? But on the other hand, the spoon was filled with a tam chalav. When I was using this spoon to stir the kazayis of basar, it was filled with a tam chalav. So if that tam basar goes into the spoon, it could make all that tam chalav. It's not just the basar that became asr that's the problem now. That basar that's going into the spoon could make all the tam chalav that was in the spoon that was there from before I mixed the basar, it'll make all that tam chalav into basar b'chalav. So now I have a spoon that's filled not with a kazayis of isser. I have a spoon that's filled with 5 kazayisim of isser. So now when I stick it into the potato soup, I need to have shishim against the whole 5 kazayisim of isser that's in the spoon. So the shaila is really, how much isser is now in my spoon? Is it only the 1 kazayis that I stirred the meat, the 1 kazayis of meat, and that meat became usser, so that's went into my spoon, so I only have 1 kazayis of isser in my spoon? Or do I say that because the spoon was full of milk tam, so now when I mixed a little bit of basar, That buster went into the spoon and made the milk tam that's inside the spoon into basar b'chalav, and it's chaticha nasas nevelas. And now I need to be mashire against that whole amount of tam chalav that was in the spoon that became basar b'chalav. That's called chanan bekelim. That the belua, the tam chalav that's in my spoon, when I use the spoon to stir basar, so even the milchiget tam that's in the spoon could become an avela from the tam basar that it absorbs now. And now the amount of isser that I have in my spoon is not just the milk, the basar that I was stirring, but it's all the milk that was absorbed in the spoon from before. And now when I'm going to stick it into a pot of heter, I need to have shishim against the whole amount of milk that became basar b'chalav. I mean, that's regular chanan, but applying it to the tam that was absorbed in the kli. So don't get confused. The tam in a kli could make something usser. And there's a pasuk in Torah that you have to kasher the kelim. If I cook isser in a pot, that isser taste goes into the pot. And now if I cook potato soup in that pot, that isser taste will come out, potentially, and go into my potato soup and potentially make my potato soup basar. That's why I have to have shishim against whatever isser is in my pot. Whatever isser taste is in my pot. But that's a different question. That's the isser taste going into my potato soup. That the isser taste, tam ki ikar, isser taste could definitely make the potato soup usser. That's not chanan, that's tam ki ikar. Whether it's deraisa or derabanan, there's a din of tam ki ikar, right? So that's not a question of chanan. Of course, balua in a kli could aser. Taste could aser. Chanan, the question of chanan bekelim means, can taste become aser to the extent that after it becomes aser, it can make something else aser? You understand the distinction? Taste can certainly make a food aser. Taste of iser that goes into my food could definitely make my food aser. It's not just when I cook the nevela with the potatoes, so the nevela is making my potatoes aser because it's getting mixed with the potatoes. The taste of the nevela is going into my potatoes. And it doesn't matter if the taste gets absorbed, if I cook the nevela in the pot and the taste got absorbed in the pot, so I have nevela taste in the walls of my pot and now I cook potatoes, the taste, the nevela taste that's in my pot is going to go into my potatoes and make my potatoes aser. That for sure could happen. Tam could make a food, tam iser, tam of a davar ha-aser, can absolutely make a food, a kosher food, aser. That's the din of tam ki ikar. We're discussing the step before that. Can a tam, if you don't have an actual food here. You don't have a pot of milk that's receiving a taste of meat. You have only a tam of milk. It's metaphysical, this doesn't take up any space, this tam that's inside the doifnei hakli. Can that tam chalav become aser mishum basar b'chalav? That tam chalav, if I'm going to cook basar in the pot, will absolutely make the basar aser mishum basar b'chalav. But can that, when I'm cooking basar in the pot, does that tam chalav that's in the pot become aser mishum basar b'chalav? That's a different question. Right? It could be tam could make a food aser, but not necessarily can tam, which is not tangible, not necessarily tam, can tam become aser? Another way, a fancy way of saying this, and the way the poskim sometimes refer to it, is ein iser balua, iser heter balua. Same idea. Heter balua, a kosher taste that's absorbed in a kli, cannot become aser. An iser taste can aser a food, but not necessarily can something aser a taste. If something is a taste that doesn't have any mamashis, who says it could become aser? Okay? And this is the question.
A different way of saying would be chanan in food and chanan in kelim.
Yeah. That's usually how it's referred to, but sometimes it appears a little differently. So I'm explaining to you the what's going on here. So, and the nafkamina of this question is a big nafkamina, right? I used, like the example that we gave before, if I used I had a milchig, a spoon that was full of milchigs because I used it to stir milchigs. So the whole five kazaisim of the spoon is full of tam chalav. Now I used it to stir one kazayis of basar. So for sure, the chalav, the tam chalav, is asering my basar and making my basar into basar b'chalav. Then that basar b'chalav taste will go into my spoon, and I'll have at least a kazayis of basar b'chalav taste in my spoon. Which then, when I stick my spoon into potatoes, I have at least the one kazayis of iser in my spoon. But when I stirred the meat, did the meat aser the chalav taste in the spoon? For sure, aser the meat. But did the meat aser the chalav taste in the spoon? Not necessarily. That question is called, do we say chanan by balua b'kli? Can heter balua become aser? So this is a machloikas rishoyin in between the Rashba and his Rebbe, the Ramban. The Ramban held that balua b'kli does not become an avela, only a food could become an avela. And the Rashba argued, respectfully disagreed with his Rebbe, and said that he thinks that a balua b'kli could become an avela. So therefore, when you take that, in the example that we were dealing with all along, if you take that spoon and you stick it into potato soup, according to the Ramban, you need to have shishim just against the one kazayis of basar b'chalav that was absorbed in the spoon. Whereas according to the Rashba, all the milk tam that was in the spoon already became basar b'chalav. And if we need mishar against that whole taste, that whole spoon. So machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba. Both opinions are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch.
Don't we pass in that it does? We say
how do you know we pass in that it does?
Because you have a spoon, you put it inside of milk thing, and you put it into a plejik thing, and mix it, and then you take it out. We say that we assume that it didn't have shishim inside the taste of the spoon. We have vatel, then it becomes an avela, and you put it back to something else.
Over there, it's not such a good proof, because when you stuck it in twice, the Ramah was mekel, the Mechaber was machmir.
So you stick it in once, then you take it out.
There's a different proof from Hilchos Basar B'chalav. What's the other proof that we say Chanan by Kalim by Basar B'chalav? Which case is the biggest proof? A Mechaber. In Siman Tzadik Beis. That's Siman Tzadik Dalet. That's a Mechloikas Mechaber Amah.
Nafal
Keneged HaReikon. And you pour it out. It's not enough to have Shishim against the Tipas Chalav. Tipas Chalav Aser the Tam Basar that's in the Doifnei HaKli. No, but your case is a machlokes. It's not a proof. It's a machlokes of mechaber ramah. Right. So it's a proof for the mechaber, but it's not necessarily a proof for the ramah. Yeah. So that's what the ramah says. So obviously, how do we paskin in the shaila? Pashat, we paskin that we do say chanan by balua b'kelim. Well, that's a whole separate question. Even by foods that we're going to get to soon. When you want to know how we paskin l'maisa, so there's a whole separate question. So there's a difference if it's basar b'chalav or shari surim, because by basar b'chalav, there's only one question. In other words, basar b'chalav is able to become, if it would be actual milk, it would sure be able to come nevela, right? The question over here is, it's not actual milk, it's tam milk, it's balua, it's heter balua, can it become nevela? Do we say chanan by kelim? That's a machloikas between the Ramban and the Rashba. We're machmer like the Rashba, yeah? But when it comes to shari surim, even if it will be a food, if I cook potatoes with chaylev, and then I take this potatoes and I throw it into my chalent, do I need shishim against the whole potatoes or only against the chaylev? That's a machloikas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's its own machloikas, right? Even by foods itself, there's a machloikas. Maybe if it's shari surim, maybe we don't say chanan. So if you're talking about in a kli, shari surim in a kli is a double question. Do we say chanan b'shari surim? And even if we say chanan b'shari surim, does it apply to kelim? So therefore, obviously, we're going to be a lot more lenient when it comes to shari surim, to chanan b'kelim by shari surim versus by basar b'chalav. So that's going to be one important factor when we want to know paskin halacha l'maisa, tin shach and taz, you know, the poiskim, when we want to paskin. It's going to be a very big difference when we're dealing with a case of basar b'chalav. The example we were discussing, you had a kaf that's full of milk taste and you stuck it into meat. Does the milk taste in the spoon become nevela? Okay, that's one question. But then you have the question differently. What happens if you use the spoon to stir your vegetables? So it's full of vegetable taste. It's full of tam yirakis. And then you used it to stir a kazayis of chaylev. Does the chaylev make the arakis into a nevela? And now when I stick it into the potato soup, do I need shishim against the one kazayis of chalev that's in the spoon? Or do we say that that kazayis of chalev assered up the whole tam yarakas that's in the spoon, and now I need shishim against the whole five kazayisim of yarakas in the spoon that became nevela? It's also a question. Did the tam yarakas in that's balua in the kli become a nevela from the chalev? But this is already a double question. Right? Because even if it will be actual yarakas, the machaber, Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that it doesn't become nevela. You only need shishim against the chelev, not against the arakas. So we're machmir. You have to have shishim also against the arakas, right? Chanan even b'shari surim. But this is already, once you're talking about, you're not talking about the vegetables themselves, you're talking about the tam arakas that's balua and a kli, not necessarily. It's already a double question. Because you have the Ramban who says, even if this would be basar b'chalev, it's no chanan in such a case. It's not a food. It's just a tam. So obviously there's going to be much more room to me. So that's one factor. Then now we have to learn about a different factor. I was planning to say this factor first and then Shari Serim factor second, but so as you asked about it, so we said that. So that's, when it comes to, we want to know how, what's going to be the halacha. So the first factor is this basic machloikis between the Rashba and the Ramban, whether or not we say Chanan by Balu B'Kli. Okay, so who are we going to paskan like the Ramban? Are we going to be Mekel like the Ramban or Machma like the Rashba? Okay, so generally, okay, we're going to probably try to be machma like the Rashba. And then you have the next question, which is that there's probably, the next factor is there's probably a difference if we're dealing with a shaylov basar b'chalov. In other words, that the spoon is full of chalov and you stirred basar, so did all the chalov become a nevela? Versus a case of shari surim, that you stirred chalev, and you want to know if the kosher tam in the kli became an avela, because that's already a double question, so there's more reason to be mekel if you're going to be dealing with shari surim. Then there's another factor, because there's a wild card opinion. There's the Ramban and the Rashba, that's straightforward. The Ramban says, we don't say chanan by b'lo b'kli. The Rashba says, we do say chanan by b'lo b'kli. Then there's the Mardechai throws in a different issue. He says, he thinks that there's a difference between what type of kli you're talking about. When you're asking the question, do you say chanan by kelim, it makes a difference what type of kli you're talking about. So before I say the Mardechai, I want to just tell you, our question we were discussing was only the balua in the kli. The machlok in the Ramban and the Rashba, whether or not we say chanan, the Rashba's opinion that we do say chanan by kelim, that meant that if you use the kli, it's a kli yashan, there's taste in the kli. Mashal, you use the kli this morning for milk, so it's full of milk taste, and now this afternoon you stuck it in to the kazayis basar. So now the question was, did the basar make the chalav tam that's in the kli an avela? Yeah? But let's assume for now that we do say chanan b'shari surim. According to our opinion that we do say chanan b'shari surim, what if I take a brand new spoon and I stick it in to a kazayis of chelev? This, again, the spoon is five kazayisim big, and I stick it into kazayis of chelev, iser. Now I take the spoon and I stick it into my potatoes. Excuse me, my potato soup. My potatoes. How much do I need shishim against? The whole spoon or the kazayis of chelev? Kazayis of chelev. Even if I hold chanan b'shari surim?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's nothing
to become nevela, right? Maybe that's not so pashut. Maybe the metal, maybe the wood of the spoon, when the tam chelev, the same way when if the chelev is cooked with potatoes, so the taste from the chelev goes into the potatoes and it makes the potatoes nevela. So maybe then the chelev goes into the spoon becomes a nevela. No such a thing.
Seems like everything is
potato. Okay? No such a thing. It's not a food. Okay? It has to have some sort of taste to become an avela. Okay, so that's a davar pasha. The guf hakli, this is what we're going to call guf hakli. The actual metal, the actual wood of the kli is not shaykh to say that it becomes an avela. We were discussing the balua b'kli, which is called a kli yashan, meaning the kli was already used, and it has tam of heter in it. Now you used it for iser. does the tam heter habalua the kli become an avela? That was the question we were discussing. But the gufa kli, if it's a kli chadash, the gufa kli does not become an avela. There's another tier of a kli chadash. Even if the kli was used, but it wasn't used within the last 24 hours, so then also that can't become an avela because the taste that's inside of it can't become aser. It's pagum. So it's like it's not there. So that's also an example, the same halacha like a kli chadash. So the gufa kli, that was not the discussion. That does not become an avela. That's a pasha to din that we said already yesterday, that if I know how much iser I use with the kli, if I know I only use one kazayis of chalev, then when I stick the spoon into the potato soup, the only thing is I need what? One kazayis, shishim against the one kazayis. The spoon itself, the gufa kli, was not becoming an avela. What we're introducing now is if it's not the spoon itself, if I use the spoon, it's a kli yashon, I used it for heter, so there's tam heter balua in the kli, now when I use the for iser, does that tam heter habalua in the kli become an avela? That's the question. Okay? And that, we said, is the machlokes in the Ramban and the Rashba. Comes along the Ramban, he tells us about a Mardechai, a different rishon. And the Mardechai paskind that there's a chilik between, that makes a difference what type of kli you're talking about. Are you talking about a kli mateches, a metal kli that you could kasher? Then we don't say chati chanasis nevela by the kli. Hashem, if you're talking about a kli cheres, we do say chati chanasis nevela by kelim, by kli cheres. Why? Because metal kelim you could kasher, kli cheres you can't kasher, therefore, says the Mardechai, it depends what kind of kli you're talking about. If it's metal kli, kli matachas, we don't say chanan by kelim. If it's kli cheres, we do say chanan. So now already we have the Mardechai is already paskening for us a little bit. It depends. So maybe that's going to be another factor. When we want to paskin al halacha, shach and tazar, and we want to paskin al halacha, what we should do the ma'isa when it comes to, you know, the kelim, if we're going to say chanan by kelim, so we should take into consideration this psak of the Mardechai, that maybe kli cheres is more chomer than kli matechas. So we have already two factors to take into consideration. When we want to know this question, but whether or not we say chanan by kelim, this machloikis between the Ramban and the Rashba, so you have to take into consideration if we're dealing with Basar B'chalav or Shari Surim. That's one factor to take into consideration, because Shari Surim, you have Rabbeinu Ephraim, you have the Machaber who say Chati Chanasis Nevela doesn't apply in such cases. And then you have another question, you have to take into account what type of kli are you talking about, because that's the Mardechai's opinion, that it depends. Kli Mateches is much more lenient than kli cheres. So we have two factors to note to keep in the back of our mind. That kli mateches is, in this question of whether or not we say chanan by kelim, kli mateches is a lot more lenient than kli cheres, and shari surim is a lot more lenient than basar b'chalav. But now that Mardechai's opinion is so important, we have to understand what was the Mardechai's opinion. There's three ways to understand the Mardechai's opinion. The Ramah's way, the Shach's way, and the Taz's way. Because again, like we said before, we want to be choshesh for the Mardechai. We're going to be choshesh for the Mardechai and make a difference between kli cheres and kli mateches, the halacha. Okay? But, what?
Kli mateches means anything except kli cheres. What? Kli mateches means anything except kli cheres.
Yeah, that you can't kasher. That was his reason. Yeah, the reason for that chiluk was one is kasherable, one is not kasherable. So it goes by which kelim you could kasher and which kelim you cannot kasher. So because we're going to, you know, one of the factors how we're going to pass is going to be based on this Mardechai, that we're going to make a difference between Mateches and Kli Cheres, so we have to know what exactly his opinion was. He just made this difference, but he didn't explain what it was. So the Ramah said that the Mardechai is in a certain way more Machmer than the Rashba, and in a certain way more Mekel than the Rashba. The Mardechai says the only thing you look at is what type of kli you're talking about. If it's kli cheres, then you say chati chanasis nevela, not just by the balua in the kli, even if it's a kli yash, even if it's a kli chadash. I take a brand new cheres spoon, I never used it. If I stuck it into chelev, or I stuck it in, I was cooking basar b'chalav, I stuck it into basar b'chalav, the whole spoon becomes a nevelach. A kli cheres is like a food. It's able to become nevela. So by kli cheres, I say kli cheres nevela, not just to the balua in the kli, meaning if it was a kli yash and it was ready to use, it has time inside of it, I can say kli cheres nevela even if it's a kli chadash. It has no taste in it. The guf acheres is like a food. It's able to become a nevela.
That's
my shari sermon. Well, shari sermon would be totally on how you paskin, if you paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim or Rabbeinu Tam. But let's say it's basar b'chalav. Let's say it's basar b'chalav. Meaning, let's say I'm cooking a kazayis of basar b'chalav and I stick in a cheres spoon that's 5 kazayisim big. Then I take that spoon and I mix my potato soup and eat shishim against the whole spoon, according to the Ramah's understanding of the Mordechai. That's stricter than the Rashba, because what we said before is that up until now, everyone agreed that the gufa kli is not nevela. The machloikas was about the balua. That's where the Rashba was machmir. Yeah? So comes along the Mordechai, and he's adding a chumrah on the Rashba. But, what? The chumrah is that even the, if it's... Well, what's the kula? The kula is that if it's kli mateches, if it's a kasherable kli, so then even the balua does not become an avela. Even if I have a spoon that's full of tam chalav, and I stick it into a kazayis of basar, all I have is one kazayis of iser. Even the balua does not become an avela if it's kli mateches. The Rashba was machmir by balua b'kli, right? So that's the shita samarach according to the Ramah. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Cheres, even gufa cheres becomes nevela. And mateches, even the balua does not become nevela. Okay? One way of understanding the Mordechai. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says he thinks the Mordechai is that the Mordechai is only adding a chumrah on the Rashba.
The Mordechai is only.
Yeah, the Mordechai is only coming to add a chumrah. That means, by balua b'kli, we all took for granted that Allah is like the Rashba, that it becomes a nevela. By gufa kli, so the Rashba said, gufa kli is impossible to become nevela. Came to the Mordechai and he says, that's by regular kelim that you can kasher, but by cheres, even the gufa kli could become a nevela. He's only willing to add a chumrah. No kula whatsoever. The Mordechai is not coming to add a kula. If I were to ask you, what's the halacha of balua b'kli? In other words, could the balua and the kli matachas become an avela? So you're going to have to answer me. According to the Taz, you're going to tell me, you know, well, let's summarize it afterwards. We'll summarize it afterwards. The shachs is punk fakert of the Taz. The gufa kli, even cheres, nobody holds becomes an avela. Gufa kli could never, ever, ever, ever become an avela, even a kli cheres. The Mordechai never meant to say that. The Mordechai was only coming to say a kula. That balua b'kli is an avela. So when should we be machmer that balua b'kli is an avela? That's only by cheres. But by mateches, you could be make like the Ramban, that balua b'kli is not nasis navela. So let's say I have balua in a metal kli, let's say. I used a metal spoon for chalav, and then afterwards it's full of chalav. Now I stuck it into a kazayis of basar. Does the balua in the kli become an avela? So you'll have to. So. Okay, we know it's a machlokes Ramban and Rashba, but where does the Mordechai fit in? So it depends. According to the Taz, you'll have to answer me that balua b'kli, the Ramban is the only one who holds it's not nasis nevela. But the Rashba and the Mordechai both agree that it's nasis nevela. If you ask the Ramah to answer this question, he'll tell you, balua b'kli mateches, it's a metal kli. Over here you have the Mordechai agrees to the Ramban that it's not nasis nevela, and only the Rashba holds that it is nasis nevela. And the Shach will say the same thing, and they will say the same thing, that the Mardechai was only coming to tell us a kula. All right? And similarly, another difference. If I were to ask you, what happens if I have a brand new cheres spoon and I stick it into gazayis of chelev? Is there any shita that I have to be choishish for in the world that holds that it's nasas navela? It depends who you ask. If you ask the Ramon, the Taz, they'll tell you, of course, the Mardechai. He holds the guf akli, the guf acheres becomes navela. If you ask the Shach will tell you, what Mardechai? Mardechai was talking about the balua and the kli. Gufakli, nobody was talking about. Everybody holds Gufakli is not Nevela. Even if you want to be Choshish, you want to be the real, real Frumach, there's nothing to be Choshish for. Nobody holds like that. So these are the two differences between, because of the Mardechai, because of where the Mardechai fits in over here, there'll be a big difference. According to the, if you're talking about a new Kli Cheres, one thing for sure the Mardechai was Machmir. So just to finish our little summary here, the case where the Mardechai was for sure Machmir was where? By Balua in a Kli Cheres. So that's where we're going to be most Machmir LaHalacha. If you're talking about Balua in a Cheres, the Mardechai was clearly Machliya like the Rajba. Nothing to talk about, right? So if you're talking about Basar B'Cholov, Balua in a Kli Cheres, is no room to be Makel. There's the Ramban. No one's going to rely on the Ramban himself. That's, yeah? If you're talking about Shavi Surim, oh, Rabbeinu Ephraim to the rescue, it's a different story. You have Rabbeinu Ephraim teaming up with the Ramban, two big Rishonim. Maybe there's room to be Mekel. Okay, not to be Mekel outright, but the Hefsid, there's a little bit of a, yeah? Even if there's a little Hefsid, you could be Mekel maybe. I don't remember the part you didn't have to check inside. So that's why you have to know that you put the factors together. That's if you're talking about the Cheres itself. I mean, that's if you're talking about the Balua and the Cheres. Because Balua and the Cheres for sure becomes, I'm seeing, the Mardechai's opinion was for sure to Paschal like the Rajba that it's Nevela. So you only had the Ramban. If it's Shari Surim, so Benoist of the Ramban, you had the Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's more room already to be Mekel. But just on the Ramban himself, we're not going to be Mekel. However, if you're talking already about let's say you're talking about a new Kli Cheres that you stuck into Chelev, or you stuck even into Basar B'Cholov. So according to the Shach, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Chumra over here. According to the Taz, there is a Chumra here. Right? You have the Mardechai, he was Machriya, that you have to be Machmir, that the Gufa Cheres becomes an Avela. So if we're dealing with Basar B'Cholov, you have to be Machmir. Even though it's Guf HaCheres. But if you're talking about Basar B'Cholov, you have to marry. If you're talking about Shari Surim, so again, you have Rabbein Ephraim, together with the Rajba and the Ramban, you'll be able to be Mekel. But if you're talking about Basar B'Cholov, according to the Taz, even if it's Guf HaCheres, it'll have to be Machmir. Whereas if you're talking about the Shach, even if it's Basar B'Cholov, it's not Shaykh to be Machmir at all. Even if there's no Hefsed whatsoever, there's no need to be Machmir. Okay? Whereas what if you're talking about Balua in a Kli, let's say you're talking about a Kli Mateches, Balua and a Kli Mateches. Yeah, what's we talking about, a Balua and a Kli Mateches? So here too, it would seem like that the Taz would need to be a little bit more Machmer than the Shach. Because according to the Shach, Balua and a Kli. Yeah. Because according to the Shach, you have the Andramol, you had the Mardechai Paskini like the Rajbo, that you could be Mekel. So even if we're dealing with Basar B'Cholov, there's room to be Mekel a little bit. Because the Mardechai teamed up with the Rajbo. Yeah? Rashenkin, according to the Taz, the Mardechai was never a Kula. So there's no room to be Mekel here. If you're talking about Basar B'Cholov, there's no room to be Mekel. If you're talking about Shari Serum, like we said before, once you put together Rabbeinu Ephraim together with the Ramban, now already you have a good, a solid team, so therefore you could be Mekel. So have your, I'm not going to go through the details, but I'll have your chart, two charts that I gave out yesterday. One is the three shitas, three ways to understand the Mardechai, and the next is the shita of the Shach and Taz, how they want to paskin. The difference between a Kli Cheres and klima teches, and whether or not you're dealing with basar v'chalav v'shaaris sur. But what we just explained is the overall factors. And again, it's going to be hard to remember. It might be hard to remember the detail, the nitty-gritty, the psak. But if you understand thoroughly the factors, the basic machloikis between the Ramban and the Rashba, whether or not Pelu B'Kli's Nasus Novela, then Shitas HaMardechai, who's machalik between Cheres and Mateches. And the question of, so that's going to be an important factor in how we're paskining. And then the other important factor in how we paskin is whether or not we're dealing with Basar B'Chalav and Shaaris Surim. And then within, because we're taking the Mardechai's chilek between Cheres and Mateches into consideration, so there's different versions of the Mardechai. So there'll be different versions of how we'll end up paskening the Maisa based on that.